Hello, this is Pastor Becca Bateman of Doylestown Presbyterian Church. As our podcast audience continues to grow, I want to thank our loyal listeners and welcome those who may have just recently found us. We know that life can quickly become so busy, so this podcast offers an on-the-go opportunity to hear Sunday's sermon, along with a scripture lesson from that day's lay leader or preacher. We also encourage you to visit our website at dtownpc.org to learn more about our church and all the diverse ministries. Thank you for tuning in.
Our New Testament reading today comes from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verses 15 to 20, that can be found on page 200 in the New Testament portion of your pew Bible, if you would like to follow along. In this passage, the writer is speaking of the supremacy of Christ. Hear now the word of God. Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might have come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for bringing us together here in this place and this time. We give you thanks for the ways in which our hearts are touched, our minds are open, as we listen to your word, as we listen to the music, as we say our prayers, as we silence ourselves in your presence. Be with us now. May we hear your word this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I can remember when recycling was a new thing. Back in the 70s in Philadelphia, some of my neighbors had created the idea that we should recycle. And so we collected our bottles and separated them by color. We collected paper and cardboard, and we could drop it off at a local school parking lot every couple of weeks. I'm sure that some of you have had similar experiences. Now, this was back in the 70s, and recycling was emerging as a new concept. But I was reminded by someone after the first service who worked for the Department of Environmental Protection that recycling has really been around for a long time, and especially during the times of war and depression, when we didn't throw things away, we found ways to reuse and repurpose and recycle. But what struck me about this new recycling was that it became a cultural and a social concern because people began to be interested and concerned in the status of the earth. At that time, I didn't think of recycling as kingdom work, but I do now. Caring about our trash and our footprint on this planet, I believe, is kingdom work. And it is part of our response to the phrase, "Thy kingdom come," that we say every week. The scriptures we've read today from Genesis and Colossians are foundational texts about our belief, our understanding of our world, and our place in it, as well as the purpose and the meaning of Jesus, the risen Christ. In Genesis, the first chapter, God completes the creation of this beautiful planet and gives it away. God gives it away to the creatures that God had formed from the dust of the earth. And God entrusted the care of this planet to those human beings. It was the first job that God gave us, to care for the earth, to care for the plants and the animals and the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and every creeping thing. What a risk-taking God. And God is a risk-taker. But God had confidence and trust in humanity that we would love this world with all its beauty and resources, and we would take seriously the responsibility to care for it. Twice in the verses we read in Genesis, God proclaims God's intention to give dominion of the earth over to humanity. And then in verse 28, it says, God blessed them. At first reading, we might assume that God is blessing the human beings who are to be in charge of caring for the earth, but I think there might be an extended meaning as well, that God was blessing the fish in the sea and the birds in the air and the cattle and wild things and every other thing, creeping or not. Everything that God saw, everything that God made was pronounced good. But we've made a mess of things, haven't we? Day in and day out, from every media source available, we hear reports and warnings and dire predictions of what is happening to the earth. Through the various forms of pollution and intentional destruction of habitats and natural resources, we are bombarded with messages about the state of our planet. On my recent trip across the Pacific, I was in Fiji, and I went to a heritage museum. Everything that was on display in that museum was handmade. Most of the things were made out of remnants of animals and fish. The canoes and rafts were made out of bark. The sails were made out of sinew and skins of animals. They were people of the land that lived on an island surrounded by water. They were dependent on the land. They were dependent on the sea. We marveled at their ingenuity and their creativity and their understanding of nature and science. But at the back of the museum, before the exit, there was this most disturbing display. It was piles and piles of trash, plastics, debris, things that had been caught in nets, things that had been pulled out of the sea. And it was a demonstration and a plea to care for the earth, to take responsibility for the world around us. Excuse me. The text in Colossians reminds us that Jesus Christ was at the formation of the world, and that it was through his creative power and his resurrection that all things hold together. Did you hear how many times in that text we heard the words, all things, all things, all things are in Christ. All things are through Christ. All things are sustained by Christ. Last week, Pastor Tom reminded us that we are still in the Easter season and that we are the people of the resurrection. It is the very foundation and most significant event in history that defines who we are as followers of Jesus Christ. So we might ask, what does resurrection have to do with creation care? N.T. Wright, a theologian and writer, said that creation was the first incarnation. It was the first representation of God, that the world that God created came from God's very self, and the beauty and the resources and the mystery of creation was a revelation of God. God as creator is on display. But God is also the redeemer, and God in the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the redeemer of humanity and the world. For matter matters to God. Scripture tells us that what is perishable will become imperishable, and that God will not abandon this world to death, just as God does not abandon humanity to death. What was good and blessed in creation of the world that has been polluted and has been destroyed by sin and greed, in the resurrection of Jesus Christ is promised redemption, just as all human beings are. But the question is always one of, what do we do? How do we do it? We know the state of our planet. We know of many options of things that we can do and make lifestyle changes. But how do we do it? There is a lesson that has been passed down from a Polish rabbi who lived at the end of the 19th century. The rabbi says that we should each carry two slips of paper, one in each pocket. The first one says, "The world has been created for me." And the second one says, "I am but dust and ashes." This very wise rabbi captures in these two sentences the very tension of what it means to live as people, to live as people of faith in this world. From the very beginning of recorded time, humanity has been blessed with a beautiful, resourceful, complicated world, and we have been instructed to be stewards of it. It was the first gift to us. It was the first job given to us. The second slip of paper reminds us, "I am but dust and ashes." It is calling us to humility, to be mindful that we too are of the earth. We are made of the dust of stars and earthworms. It reminds us that we are finite, we are perishable, but we have been given the gift of life and intelligence, and we must use it, and use it to care for God's creation. In these words, I hear the great commandment: love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. We love God by loving what God loves. God loves creation, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, green things. I hear in this message the invitation to love our neighbors. How? How do we love our neighbors? By caring for their welfare, in what they breathe, and with what is safe for them to eat and drink. We love our neighbors by living thoughtfully, responsibly, and with compassion, to work for what has been wrong, and to create environments in which there is health and safety for all. We do kingdom work when we love our neighbors by doing what we can to care for the earth. And above all, this is based on loving ourselves, because God loves us. So if the divine creator of the world and the cosmos is the love around which all the systems of the world hold together, It should infuse us with joy and gratitude and compassion and kindness to all that surrounds us as well. The world was created for you. We are but dust and ashes. Many years ago, a few neighbors in my Philadelphia community had the spark to start a grassroots recycling program, and like many others, they influenced our community and supported a movement that had an impact on our culture and the world. It reminds me of the song we used to sing, "It Only Takes a Spark to Get a Fire Going." And every week, Pastor Tom sends us out from this service with the encouragement to go out into this beautiful world. And so as we leave here today, and as this week we are reminded of Earth Day and Earth Care, I hope that we can leave with a renewed sense of the tremendous gift that God has given to each of us, this beautiful world, and the amazing trust that God has in us by turning over this world to our care and compassion, to caring for the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and every living thing, every creeping thing. May it be so. Amen.
Thank you again for joining us today. Once again, I invite you to check out dtownpc.org for information about our worship and programming for all ages.